It's recording. Is it on, honey? Is it on? One for us.
All my niggas in the whole wide world. All my niggas in the whole wide world. Made the sun and make it all yours. Time for us. This shit is for us.
Hey, young world.
What's good?
What's good? The original, which is so appropriate for right now because we finally launched officially.
Ew.
After 30 years. Now, I really do feel like we've been in the game for a long time.
Right. No, it's literally been like 3 seasons.
Yeah. I feel like that. We
spring, getting up there. Summer.
We the Law and Order. I'm joking.
Right? You know how they have like 3 seasons a year?
They really do. It's too much. But we had our launch party.
Yes.
Which was entirely Zoe's idea, by the way.
Bye. I wasn't clapping about that. So
no, she wasn't. But I do need y'all to know that this was Zoe's idea to even have the party. As well as the open mic. So congrats to Zoe. I'll clap on that one.
But I'll clap because thanks for everyone for coming out.
Yes,
everyone who supported.
Absolutely.
Everyone who participated.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Everybody was astounded by the talent. Like, back to back to back to back.
It was incredible. I mean, so many people found us through Instagram, found us through you, like some people you knew personally, found us through Eventbrite, through Facebook. Somebody reached out to me, and I was just like, Zoe, do you know who this is?
Nope.
And so people found us. Of course, we got to listen to so many people, and even more people wanted to be involved that we just didn't have the space for.
No.
But the talent was incredible.
I was so happy.
I mean,
it was so bomb. Like,
so great.
Everybody did great. And I felt like everybody felt like their heart was full after because it was like I came to see actual talent, and it reminds you of how much talent there is in New York.
This place is full of talent. I know you probably saw the gentleman in the subway that was singing, and like people were just walking past.
Yeah.
I mean, that
every
happens
day,
all the time.
Every
but there, this
day.
One particular man went viral, and I think they put him on like Jimmy Kimmel or something, where he actually was like singing for people.
It's a black guy.
Yes,
and he was singing for his
singing for his life. And there's so much talent here. I mean, I walk past people like singing literally like opera pieces in the subway sometimes, but I think that people become numb to it. It's just like, oh, of course you're a rapper.
Yeah.
Kind of like us. It's like, we don't want to hear your cousin's mixtape. Where in this instance, it was so dope.
Yeah, I loved it. I was so, like, appalled because I was just so happy that people got to get that exposure.
Yeah.
And I think everybody was pretty much satisfied.
I was super satisfied. I mean, obviously, we have a podcast about music and about knowing music.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in terms of our brand, we can't just come up and be like, here's this whack music. You know what I mean? And so I was like, oh my gosh, yes, everybody is great. Of course, you and I spent some time actually listening to people's tracks before we were like, okay, you can be a part of this.
Yes.
But I was just so relieved that it kind of did give credence to what we're talking about.
Right.
Whether it's about hip-hop or real singing or whatever, because we had all of that.
All of it.
With such a variety of stuff.
Yep.
I loved it. I wish you would have spit some bars for the people.
If we had time. We had 11 people participate. So
11?
Yeah, it was about 11.
Bruh.
Like, 11 performances. So, I mean, when the day when it's, we got a slow 5...
We were supposed to do the So Gone, and we never got on that.
No.
It's all good.
It's
one day
we're
going to spit that hot fire. I am probably your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Okay.
And you guys will get to hear me bless the people. But no, I wasn't all. I mean, so many people came out. I felt the love. I felt the energy, the vibes. People coming up to us. Can you talk a little bit about people actually coming up to us and being like, this is amazing? That weirded me out a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, because I'm not used to, me for one, I'm not used to being in the spotlight for much of anything. So when people were coming up to me like, wow, this is so good. Like, when are you doing the next one?
Right.
Like, we're going to have time to do it tomorrow.
Right.
But I I was so overwhelmed, anxious. It, like, you know, Mark knows that I was planning this to the T.
Yes.
And still everything didn't go the way I wanted it to go, but it ended up so beautifully. Yeah. And I was just so happy about everything.
It was so great. And of course, you and I have done so many things where, like, we find out. It's trial and error for us. This whole experience is trial and error. And that was true to the game.
Yeah, everything we've been doing.
Everything we've been doing as far as us being our own sound people, as far as us being our own caterers, us being everything.
Yes.
I mean, we really got it done. I think it helped us work together. I mean, we worked together. We literally worked together before.
Yes.
But we just worked together so well and just balancing off one another. Like, okay, you do this. Okay, I'll do this. And I think that helped us even more.
Yep.
But it was just, it was definitely an experience. And I personally was happy when it was done. I was like, yes.
Me too.
Yes, it's done.
Me too. I just was like wondering, like, oh God, okay. Just want to get, like, I, not that I was rushing it to happen,
right,
but I wanted it to be over so that everyone could feel where we were coming from.
Yeah.
I feel like it had that down home, like, we, the self-produced, really self-produced, and like many of the artists that we had, I feel like they could identify with where we were coming from with that.
It was low-key, and I really appreciated that. Do you think we would do another one since everybody's asking about another one? I think it'd be nice, too.
I think we should.
We should.
Yeah, and I appreciate everybody who contributed and helped. I just appreciated all the support. And
definitely.
We have to do it again.
Have to do it again. And for you guys who are interested, I know a couple of you were at the event and perhaps you didn't get the names of the performers. We do have like a list on our Instagram page, which is PMTA Podcast. Be sure to check that out. Look up the people, all of the rappers, the spoken word, all of that. You can check it out there.
Yep.
Yeah. So, happy that it's, that it happened and that we had a good time. I know you and I, we had a couple of things we wanted to talk about for this particular episode. But there's so much going on right now.
Yes.
Like, culturally.
Yeah.
As far as, I mean, everybody who is on social media is aware of, for the past few years, actually, or for probably forever, but it's becoming heightened now because of social media, police violence, police brutality, and just Black Lives Matter becoming a centerpiece of social commentary. And it's a very trying time.
Absolutely. It's sometimes when you feel like it kind of burdens you and makes you feel heavy. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know it personally affects me. Like, every single time that I see the headline, it's just, my heart is heavy. So you want something to relieve you. Like, I go to music, honestly.
Right.
Like, pretty much every person pretty much needs that to be taken away from that. And I was telling Mark the other day, I was like, when we heard the news about the man getting killed in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, Terrence Crutcher.
Yes, Terrence Crutcher. I was like, why does Marvin Gaye's What's Going On still apply today in 2016? Like,
but it does. I mean, the thing about struggle, the thing about the Black struggle is that music is such a part of it all.
Yep, and it's like an outlet to express that.
So yeah, when you think about the Black experience, and songs in particular that are about the struggle or about resistance, there are songs that encourage resistance,
mm-hmm.
like Fight the Power. There are songs that simply relay it to the mm-hmm. American population.
Yep.
And then songs that help deal with it. Mm-hmm. As you said, like, I find healing in this. And so I feel like there are like three different types of how we get through this. And so obviously Marvin Gaye is telling the mm-hmm. people like what's going on.
You know what I mean? Hence the title, yes.
And healing it as well in a way.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of how songs that are sung, and I don't want to just say R&B, but like soul, mm-hmm. soul music in particular, is usually the fat or the genre that takes on the telling the people and healing part of it.
I agree.
And I'm sorry.
No, I was going to ask you a question.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that it's an artist's duty to speak about this struggle?
Absolutely. I mean, we both saw the Nina Simone documentary.
Yes.
And I mean, just how political she was, mm-hmm. and how resistant she was to racism and to white supremacy and to patriarchy and all of those things, especially later on in her life. She said it is an artist's duty to reflect the times.
I agree.
And I know sometimes people want to tune out what's going on. Mm-hmm. But it really is in your face, and it's such a disservice not to comment on it. And I feel like that's where you have the space to do so. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely think so. And I think a lot of people are realizing it. And that's what I was going to say. Hip hop. Would you agree that hip hop is the one that incites the resistance? And so they're like, go out there and protest and or, you know, just be yourself. Be authentically free. Did you agree?
Absolutely. I think that the core, at hip hop's core, at the beginning roots of hip hop, it was always about that resistance mm-hmm. from trying to be this type of music mm-hmm. or even where these people grew up, like the Bronx. Like Burning when Bronx. They were trying to do in the Bronx and how they were treating those people. It's just like the inherent resistance is in the music. So I think as a hip hop artist, it is the duty to, you know, reflect that in your music or have something to say.
Absolutely.
You have the ears of the people.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, there's actually an entire genre dedicated to this. If you think about like conscious rap.
Yeah.
So it's like there's an entire genre which is funny, but at the same time it's like, okay, this is necessary that there are people out there within the culture that are saying, okay, this is what's going on, or this is what we need to do. If you're thinking about Public Enemy, mm-hmm. if you're thinking about NWA,
okay,
if you're thinking about these artists, KRS, these artists who are like, okay, listen, I know that, you know, this is the society in which we live, but we don't want to deal with this anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a voice. We're going to use it. And it inspires people, empowers people to rise up.
Yeah.
Really. Which is so necessary. What who do you think is that voice right now?
In hip-hop. Mm-hmm. I could say, well, in terms of conscious people, mm-hmm. I would say probably like the Chance the Rapper. Mm-hmm. They express it mm-hmm. the most. Vic Mensa, definitely mm-hmm. on his. There's a lot going on with the last name of the name of his project.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of people. Like we spoke about the dichotomy in rap mm-hmm. As of lately. Even T.I., he's been making efforts to speak about what's been going on in society right now. So I think that rappers feel like they are coming to task to speak about it. But then there is the ones who just are still turning up and don't feel like it's their duty to do so.
Sure.
But, I mean, if you're looking for that type of resistance music, I mean, you can find it.
Definitely. I mean, that could, the turn-up music actually could be a part of resistance itself.
True.
Just having black joy, just mm-hmm. not being so sad.
Yeah.
Because I kind of make it an effort, and I know Zoe's not on Facebook, y'all. And I'm about to shame her like she did me with Snapchat.
Yeah,
but on Facebook, I make it a point not to only share imagery of the struggle, to also share imagery of black people being happy, black people turning up, black people and people in general just being free. Because one of the things, as Toni Morrison would say, racism is a distraction.
Oh,
she does. I mean, it really is. Toni, bless her. But she's like, racism is a distraction. It keeps you from doing what you were going to do.
Yep.
Instead, you got to explain to people. So I'm not saying that when Future gets in the studio, he like, yes, I'm about to free people. I'm about to make people happy. But it certainly plays a part. But I definitely agree with Chance being one of those voices, and Vic as well. And of course, there's also like Kendrick.
Oh, absolutely. Out there. Cole
is out there. No Name.
Right. Even
shout outs to No Name.
Even Jay-Z, when he has a in I Got the Keys, he's like, why are we still slaves in 2016? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like now, if you haven't before, you feel more compelled to speak about it, because it's something that is affecting us and it's serious.
It certainly is. I mean, we saw, I think this year, so many people finally say, okay, it's time to say something. You probably saw Alicia Keys's montage or a little video with Mike. It was a partnership with Mike. She had like Beyonce in there, some other people in there, Jesse Williams, just talking about ways you can be black and die. Like just unnecessary ways, like sitting in a car, walking down the street, praying in the church. Like, it's just, it's too much. It's too much. And speaking of Beyonce, which we laughed about because people were like, please stop talking about Beyonce.
Sorry.
But she made an effort this year in particular to have a voice about this, whether it was with the Formation video.
Right.
With Stop Killing Us, which incited so much cop outrage and people just saying that, you know, she was trying to
be
anti-cop.
Anti-police.
And, yeah, it's just...
Where's this... one thing I hate is that how can anti-police is such a horrible thing. Like, how can we be anti-police if they're killing? They have more power. Anyway, that's
I can't even begin to parse this, because we know, once again, this that's the distraction. Because like we know it doesn't make sense. But people are still there, like. I mean, but why would you not, like, no, just
speaking
stop.
Even speaking of music, period, like, with Colin Kaepernick and his his decision to kneel at the, you know, at the sound of the national anthem, I'm sorry. It incited so much anger.
It did. People feel like, you know, it's unpatriotic, it is disrespectful, it is all of these things, and I think that he chose... such a great way.
The most peaceful way ever.
The most peaceful way, and it reveals so much about the double standard of the national anthem. I mean, if you just hear the words in the national anthem, or the words in like America the Beautiful, or My Country Tis of Thee, and all these things like Sweet Land of Liberty, Land of the Pilgrims, probably like all that stuff, just like,
it's just...
this is just unrealistic. It's just not realistic. And people have a voice about it. And so, like, of course, Beyonce said that she even did this sort of like a protest at the Super Bowl. Just in her garb and in the imagery that she posed. And then again with like freedom. Which was important. So I feel like everybody is having a say right now. Everybody. But, seemingly, white artists are not saying as much about it as would be assumed. I mean, you have people, we talked about this before, as far as, like, real R&B music or real hip-hop music, and that is not at all defined by race.
Right.
But you do have people taking this historically black music and using it, and you would expect them to have some ties to the culture.
Exactly.
But they don't speak on it.
And that's a major issue, because I think as a people, as a community, being black, it's so sad that we're just looking for the acknowledgement and just to say this is happening.
Right.
Like, and to the right accountability.
Right.
And so when we don't get that, it's something so simple, but it's been so hard for people to do. And looking at the artists, particularly white artists, that, you know, use that our culture and and use our music and sing it, and we don't have any problem until it's like we can't even get you to say anything on our issues, but through our music, you know what I'm saying?
No, I definitely understand what you're saying. I mean, I think And we're not even the only ones.
No.
I mean, I feel like everybody does, whether it's the LGBTQ mm-hmm. community, whether it's Absolutely. Women, whether it's Latinxes.
Any oppressed
group or any group that is not a part of mainstream yeah. is looking to be included. Mm-hmm. Especially if, I mean, historically, black music not getting the credit that it deserves for the people who created it. If we're talking about rock and roll, if we're talking about all these things that we discussed before, and so we don't need to rehash, but we know there are entire groups of people, very famous people, whether it's Elvis, whether it's Johnny Cash, whomever, who were inspired by black music mm-hmm. and were more popular than the people who created it.
Exactly.
And so in these instances, you would want people with that platform to be like, okay, Black Lives Matter, or this is what's going on. Mm-hmm. I solidarity with you guys.
Right.
Or just be an ally to be like, I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to bring somebody who knows okay. what's going on yep. to speak on it. Mm-hmm. You saw how many people, just think about it, and not to even pit these groups against one another, because I think they intersect in a lot of ways, but you saw how many people came to task for the LGBTQ community, whether it's mm-hmm. Katy Perry with I yep. Kissed a Girl and I Liked It, with Gaga, Born yep. This Way, with Macklemore and his whole Same Love. So you saw how many people are willing to say, okay, I'm going to talk about, you know, gay oppression. I'm going to speak mm-hmm. about it. It's okay. It's good.
Yep.
How many people who are not black, because some of these people were not gay or mm-hmm. queer, how many people who are not black are willing to say, okay, I'm going to speak about the issues that black people are dealing with Ooh. In music? And it's very few people who do.
Yep.
And perhaps they feel like they don't have a place to do so. And if that's the case, don't ask me to rap on your song yep. no more. Like,
yep.
if you feel like you don't have a place, you also don't need to be singing rap. Yep. Like, it's simple.
We can end the episode here. Bye. That's exactly how I feel.
Seriously.
It's like, I feel like it's a selective caping yeah. for what's the most convenient struggle for mm. them to relate to. So
it.
It's like, I mean, I think that also that the white privilege bubble mm. doesn't mm-hmm. allow such empathy mm. and seeing where our struggle is. But then it's like I said before, it's just acknowledgement. It's really just acknowledgement, and then that will forward the process more.
No, you know it would. I mean, we know it would, because there is so much, as you said, privilege. There is so much power. And to be quite honest, it's very not saying that we are not doing the work and that we haven't done the work and are not willing to do the work, but it's difficult for the oppressed to free themselves without the assistance of allies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reality is racism is not something black people are doing to themselves.
Right.
So if you have this access to your cousins, to your friends, to your politicians who are going to listen to you more readily than they will listen to us, why are you not speaking up? If you have all of this power, all of this money, Taylor Swift, if you have all of this power, all of this money, Katy Perry, Kendall Jenner, whomever is out there,
okay,
whoever.
If you get me started on the Kardashian Jenner, I'd feel...
I'm just saying, you have this access, you have this power and privilege. Say something.
Yep.
Because people will listen. People
will
listen.
It's so simple.
It really is simple.
It's like, it's literally like we're all speaking English. And it's like, for some reason, once it get past a certain color line,
right.
you can't hear it.
It's all Greek. It's all Greek to me. It's like,
what? How? How do you not get it? And then it takes that one white person, Kim Kardashian, to be like, oh, yes, because Kanye is known for having his views on
yes.
oppression.
Yeah.
And so for her, even it was a headline that she's not voting for Trump. Like, one, duh. Two, it's like, yes, like, but you see how much of a headline it was just
right.
because she said it wasn't,
right.
she wasn't voting for Trump. So how much, like, just one sentence alone.
Yes.
Can affect so many people. And they see, if they see your fair white skin
okay.
saying it,
okay.
then we can understand. That's what we need. That's the only channel that we need.
It's so offensive, because I really do feel like the reason people won't discuss it is because it's controversial.
Yep.
But we know, not even on no Joanne Prada tip, how many people live for drama.
Okay.
In music, mm-hmm. in the music industry. Yep. They live for drama. Yep. I mean, so you cannot tell me Madonna. You can't tell me Madonna don't want to say Black Lives Matter. Perhaps she did. To be honest, I don't follow Madonna.
Me neither.
But
she got a black child.
She got black children.
A whole black child. Okay.
So you can't tell me she would not want to say it, or she will not say it. Like, I just don't understand the reasoning. I feel like they think it's unnecessary or undue pressure. And that is offensive to me because yeah. I feel like any topic that you can speak on, if you want to be political, because people enter the political arena all the time.
Yes.
If you want to be political for a culture that influences your entire life and livelihood.
Yep.
And you won't. And it's just like, okay, but back to the people. Let's center the people who are making the music.
Yeah.
Back to the people who are making the music, whether it's Freedom or whether it's All Right or whether it's Janelle Monáe and you know her entire crew when they did Hell You Talking About.
Yep. There's so many artists who I've been so inspired and I've been loving that mm-hmm. we're embracing our blackness.
Yep.
And in a sense it's almost like unity, like even though we aren't totally as unified as we want to be at this time, because I feel like the existence of the internet makes everybody be polarized on purpose for no reason. Like, it's just like you don't have to have, it's just like a straightforward,
I have an opinion.
Like, what? How? Where was it? Was no, it's literally just one straight thing, but somehow people polarize things so mm-hmm. harshly. But I've been so inspired by it, and it is like a relief to have other people who have the ears of the people talk about it and incite. I like when it's correct opinions as well.
Yeah.
Because when it's not a good opinion, then I don't want it recycled or incited. But
I agree with you 1,000,000,000%. And I do think that, I think people think it's being prideful.
Yeah.
When black people are proud of their blackness, whether it's My Negro Nose in Jackson 5 Nostrils or Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud.
Okay.
But even years and years and years later, it's still revolutionary. Mm-hmm. It's still revolutionary to be on a track and be proud of your skin color, your nose, the way you talk, not to do it for a white gaze, not to be proper all the time, like just mm-hmm. to be oneself. If you're talking about, I mean, NDRE, it wasn't specifically a black song, but video.
That video, brown skin.
I mean, she is revolutionary. Everybody in Neo Soul, I think, are expected to be, because D'Angelo also has resistance music. When you're talking about Charade and the whole Black Messiah record,
D'Angelo, Erica, Common,
all of these incredible people who definitely keep us grounded and rooted, and it's so important to hear them. But it's revolutionary, mm-hmm. which is insane. But I think it should continue to happen until it's no longer revolutionary.
Yep.
Nobody should have to get on the track and say these things, but we still have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have, as you and I talked about, we have the Stevie Wonders,
mm-hmm.
and we have the Rick James, and the Princes, and even sometimes Mike would come up, and they don't really care about us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. That's like one of the number one.
Yeah.
Even the video caused so much controversy. Yes.
Talking about the imprisoned industrial complex. I mean, or Scream.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
These songs are so necessary in terms of empowering people and all of that. But also, because this was one of the things we said about, like, there are songs that heal in these moments.
Mm-hmm.
What do you listen to as just as like self-care or to find like a reprieve from all of the foolishness that's going on?
Oh, mostly me. Like I said, I'll listen to some R&B. Sometimes I don't even want to hear lyrics. I listen to older jazz music, my Coltrane, my Miles Davis.
Yes.
All these people, like, I love instrumentation. So even we would talk about Robert Glasper.
Yes.
Love him. that's what I listen to heal. Gospel especially. Mm. I feel like gospel is one of the forms of black music that is meant to heal. Yes. And especially in these times, most people are looking for answers. They may look to the church.
People will talk about the issues more in hip-hop mm-hmm. than in other genres, I feel. Absolutely. Like people are more willing to be like, listen, this is what's going on. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Outkast a couple days ago, and they were Outkast. Just about their livelihoods and selling drugs in West Savannah or in Atlanta and whatever, but mm-hmm. you just understand that they are part of the struggle. I listen to, of course, I listen to Stevie Wonder, Tous Les Temps. And as many people that love Stevie Wonder, he's such a mainstream artist, such a huge artist. He is so revolutionary.
Oh, and so absolutely.
Counter the system. And so, like, I'm not about to fool with y'all. Like, this is what's going on. Y'all need to stop it. Get your life together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he turned a freaking birthday song. He turned the birthday song into a political statement about Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And now we celebrate it, don't we? Don't we celebrate it? Don't we?
Are we done?
But I listen to Stevie. I definitely like believe that gospel music helps in these times. It helps in these times. Even for those who are not religious, the soul in it
mm-hmm.
is so healing.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
even, I mean, you just to be completely honest, the most racist of people back in the day, it adored gospel music.
Absolutely.
Adored it and just found so much joy and pleasure in being entertained by gospel music. And you know, even today, this is how you find out somebody is racist. They say, can you sing Amazing Grace for me?
Okay. Okay. I was just about to say,
were you?
All folk music is pretty much gospel music.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
American folk music is definitely... turn what they took from Negro spirituals mm-hmm. and gospel music, like, hey,
right.
little Negro, you want to perform? Yeah, go ahead and sing the song you wanted to sing. It literally all comes from that, like you said.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and it's definitely what will get us through. It's definitely what will get us through. I mean, I totally believe that. It's music is such a healing medium.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a healing medium, and it speaks to everyone. It really does. All jokes aside, as far as like people enjoying gospel music, they had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
You would be silly to be like, oh my god, here are these talented people, but they're niggers. Like, mm-hmm. no.
Yeah,
like, here are these talented people, and I better shut up and listen, because yep. I know that this is a wonder of the world.
Absolutely.
It's an absolute wonder. And so I'm so grateful that people are making music like this
mm-hmm.
for us.
Yep.
To help us.
Because Lord knows, I need it. Yeah. If we don't have one thing in this world, we have music. Imagine. Bruh.
And it is...
it's really a freedom.
What the world needs now is love.
But then, in all those songs, you yeah. know, you brought in the black people yeah. to sing those songs.
All the time. I mean... like, not to even be, like, existential and, like, really deep and meta, but...
I'm here for it, so...
I mean, they call it soul music for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, black people are rarely, not saying never, but rarely about to get up and not pour every ounce of their being, mm-hmm. their struggle, their joy, their happiness, every tear, every barefoot, every form of oppression, every piece of anything, mom, dad... everything into a song. Yep. Into a song. Have you ever heard Fantasia sing?
Nope.
Does Fantasia not sing like she didn't walk through the fire a couple times? Like she got bills due?
Right.
Fantasia don't sing like she got bills due?
Still, and she's rich.
Girl, I'm telling you, black people will get up there and pour their entire yep. life into a song.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects so many people because yep. it's real.
Yep.
It's real. And that's what music has to do to you. That's what it should do to you. It should move your core. Like, because otherwise, I mean, if it's not turning up. But otherwise, why am I listening to this? And that's what we talked about as far as R&B is concerned.
Yep.
It's like a full circle about what we discussed over the weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is so necessary.
Yep. And it's a feeling. Even like when we were talking about designer, like even the feeling of
right.
Like, even if you be in that mood, like, yeah, I feel it. Like, you don't want to even, you don't feel anything else except for whatever mood he's trying to convey. Yeah. Right? Like, Timmy Turner. Yes. You was looking for a burner. That's all you knew you was looking for. But you still feel encouraged and you feel better and you feel lively. I guess they wanted to describe Lil Yachty's music as colorful music for all to sing. Like, whatever. I guess.
Wait, who did this?
I was on Music Choice, and that's what they was describing Lil Yachty. Me and Gina were like, what? Colorful music.
Come on, colorful.
To have for people to have fun to. Yes. I guess, but anyway, yeah. It's a mood. It evokes mood.
Come on, mood.
And it makes mood. It makes people feel a way. And that's the thing about music, that it can, even if you heard it in another language, you can feel it. Feel the soul.
I just want people to stay tuned. Oh, while we're here, let's go ahead and select a person to be chosen for this gift card. Daphne, won.
@Daph_Grows
from PA. So
congratulations.
Congrats. Send us your information. We'll reach out to you directly. Send us your Apple ID.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get you your gift card.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thanks for taking this ride with us.
Yes, this concludes Ride 5.
Woo.
Wow. Yeah, look at us getting. The littest. Still in the single digits, but getting
still
up
in
there.
In the singles. Getting grown. All right. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, 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 yeah. Say. You know that guy? You know that? Hey, so we started from the bottom. Now we here, girl.
No.
Oh, yeah. I gotta show you. Oh, okay. Bye.
All my niggas in the whole wide world made the song to make it all yours. Turn for us. This shit is from us. Get so much from us. Then forget us. Don't feel bad if you can sing along. Just be glad you got the whole wide world. It's us. This shit is fun.